If you have a Bible this morning, would you open to Matthew chapter number 5? Matthew chapter number 5. This morning I want to read once again verses 13 to 16. We looked at it some last week, but I want to talk about it again today for a few moments. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 is the text. Our Lord Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." You know, in our opening consideration of the Sermon on the Mount, we have been learning really what the Lord Jesus is doing here is that He's describing true Christianity. And we brought up many themes that Jesus has talked about. There are several that we've considered so far. We've talked about Christianity's initial entrance, the ongoing experience of Christianity, Christianity's obvious evidence, Christianity's formidable enemy, and Christianity's influential example. And for today, we pick up another theme as Jesus continues to describe true Christianity, and that is Christianity's call to examination. When you think about the verses that I've read to you this morning, it's clear from those verses that Jesus, as He uses the illustration or the metaphor of salt and light, that He means to show us in its simplest form, that true Christianity will have particular distinguishing marks. In other words, Jesus says true Christianity is going to be like this. Those who are identified, those who are Christians, are going to be salt and light. That's the main teaching of that section. Jesus is talking about the particular distinctives of Christianity. Also, in Luke's Gospel, I want to cross-reference this passage as well. In Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 35, you'll remember that famous passage where Jesus is talking about the cost of what it means to be a Christian, the cost of discipleship. And after He finishes that section, He gives us this statement. I think it's interesting. You might actually, upon first hearing this section, in reading it in the full context of the cost of following Jesus, you might say, "Yeah, that sounds a little bit out of place. Why would Jesus be talking about the cost of following Him, and then start talking about salt?" Listen to what He says in verse 34 of chapter 14. "Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is of no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So there again, the Lord Jesus is using the example of salt within the context of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So we could maybe say it this way. To follow Jesus or to be a Christian is to be salt. And true following then is going to mean that there's a peculiarness about it. Being a Christian is a particular thing. It's going to mean certain things. It's going to mark a person with certain distinctives. There's going to be costs. There's going to be changes. There's going to be things that happen in the person's life. We've said it so many times, but genuine Christianity is so much more than just mental assent to things that are presented in the Scriptures. There's many, many people who have grown up under a Christian worldview, and perhaps even in a home where the Bible was read or even highly esteemed or regarded. But my friend, that is not what marks a person as being a Christian.
Right.
You can have the Bible, you can read the Bible, you can assent in your mind to things that the Bible teaches, and yet not be a Christian, because the true message of Christianity teaches these marks or these distinguishing things that are going to mark a person's life. So you could say it this way. If there's no distinctives in a person's life, then there's no true following of the Lord Jesus. If there's no marks, if there's no paying or enduring the cost that Jesus speaks about in Luke chapter 14, if there's no changes, then that has to mean that there's no genuine following of the Lord Jesus. I think that's what Jesus has in mind in Matthew's Gospel and also here in Luke's Gospel. And also, if you think about it, the very end in Luke 14, Jesus says, he puts this statement on the end. He says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." That's an interesting statement. Because in that statement, what is it that Jesus is doing? Jesus is talking to the person who's hearing these things, and he's saying, you better pay attention to what's just been said. You better give it careful consideration. You better think about it deeply. You better pay attention, we could say it this way, to this true fact concerning Christianity. What is that fact? That true Christians are going to be salt. They're going to have distinctive marks in their life. So, true Christianity, here's the logic. True Christianity equals this. It equals distinctives. It equals marks. And so it follows that if I have these distinctive marks, then yes, I belong and I have the real thing. And then on the flip side, if I do not have these distinctives, then I don't belong. I'm good for nothing, as the text says. As a professing Christian, I'm good for nothing. In fact, I'm probably not one. These marks are very, very important. That's why Jesus would say, you better listen, you better pay attention. And so from Luke's gospel and also from Matthew, once again, as we think about these things, Jesus is calling us to this needed examination. There is a needed examination. If you say you're a Christian, you need to think about that. Jesus is basically saying to those people who would say that they belong, that they need to be challenged. Because salt is salty. Light bears an effect. If I say I'm a Christian, but I'm not salty, and if I'm not light, then what does that say? I need to step back and have ears to hear and contemplate and think and examine my life to see whether or not I believe. That's the implication of the text. If you're one who says you belong, if you profess the faith, you're to examine yourself to see if you truly belong. And by the way, all throughout the Scriptures, not just here from Jesus in Matthew or in Luke, even the other writers in the New Testament call the believer to self-examination, don't they? That's why in so many places you find Christianity so pointedly defined. You look at 1 John, for example, and you see all of the different tests of the faith. Why are those things there? Because John, he understood that there's going to be distinctive marks. There's going to be things that characterize the believer. And so John, in that letter, what does he do? He says, okay, here's how you know whether or not you're a Christian. I'm writing these things so that you would know that you're a believer. So, if your life, if you have this, and if you have this, and if you have this, and if you have this, these are marks. These are distinctives of being a genuine Christian. And that's what Jesus is getting at. Or else, why would he be saying, if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? And what good is a light if you hide it?
Right.
Amen.
If it's not shining brightly. So what's Jesus doing? There's implied in that a call to you better think about these things and you better examine yourself. And so I think that's good for us to do. We need to ask ourselves some questions this morning in the simplest way. Am I salt? Am I light? Does my life bear these basic marks, these basic distinctives? As salt, do I demonstrate the properties of salt? Am I being a preservative? Am I being an antiseptic spiritually in the world? Am I doing those things? Jesus says, if no, then you're good for nothing, only to be discarded. How about as light? Do I do what light is supposed to do? Do I appear to be hidden and under a basket, or is my light setting forth for everyone to see? If I say that I'm in the light and I'm not giving off any light, then what does that say about me? What does that say about my profession? So this is Christianity's call to self-examination. You know, I know those are sobering thoughts, aren't they? It's always sobering for us to ask those deep questions of the soul. Do I really belong or do I not? But we don't need to neglect this examination. We need to tend to our souls and listen to the word of the Lord and so be sure of our faith. Amen?
Amen.
Father, again, thank you this morning for your word. And Lord, I pray that we would peer deep into the things that have been spoken by our Lord and that we would ask ourselves the question, am I salt and light? Do I bear these distinctives? Do these things mark my life? Can I truly say that I really belong based on the criteria given in the Scripture? Lord, we thank you for the gospel today. The gospel that so changes our lives, Lord. How could we have an encounter with you, Lord, and not be changed? So Lord, thank you today. Thank you for Christ's sermon. Thank you that we have these truths that we can think deeply about. And help us to think about them today. In Christ's name, amen.